Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company, challenging the status quo and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of innovative craft brews and non-alcoholic options, it's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm in Washington, D.C. in a nice studio. And in New York City is Marissa LaRusso.
Hello.
Hey, Marissa. And Hazel Sills.
Hi.
We are going to play music and get turned on to something hopefully new. I think every artist on this show, if I think about it, I think every artist is pretty relatively unknown. And I love that. Let's start off with a pick from Marissa.
Okay. I have a new song from the musician Kara Jackson. Do you guys know Kara Jackson?
No. Oh,
I know a little bit about Kara Jackson, and in particular the song that I'm eager for everybody else to hear that you're going to play.
Amazing. I wasn't really super familiar with her until recently, but I learned that in 2019 she had been named the National Youth Poet Laureate, which is like a very esteemed title. I was impressed. And then also that same year she put out an EP called A Song for Every Chamber of the Heart. Mm. It's like this very spare, just her voice and guitar kind of sound. But now she has a debut record coming out. It has such a great poetic title. The title is Why Does the Earth Give Us People to Love? And it seems like she's just really developed her sound even more on this record. So the song that I'm going to play that Bob is so excited to hear is called Pawn Shop. And I love what she said about the song. She said it's about uncovering how worth is subjective. It's taking one man's trash is another man's treasure and reveling in that sentiment, taking pride in the fact that even if people can't understand your value, only you know how priceless you are. I love that.
Cute.
So let's play the song.
Awesome.
When you become somebody's and their heart becomes your loot. What kind of player does that make you? Breaking your hearts and selling them to. You picked me in a pawn shop. I was used but good as new. Shiny as.
That song is a jewel. I every time, all the words are so phenomenal. And that, you know, the Poet Laureate makes a lot of sense, right?
No, totally. No, but I was thinking too, like with that title, it kind of clues you in that like, okay, her lyrics are going to be great. And you might think like, oh, is this just like a poet who picked up a guitar? But no, she's really thinking about like making songs. She's like a songwriter who's really thinking about every aspect of the song. I love her delivery in that song. Mm-hmm. I love the production. Yeah, she's super talented.
Yeah, so many good kiss-offs. I love, I'm not a liquidated asset. Like, I don't think I've ever heard someone describe themselves that way or not that way in a song. And yeah, just beautiful.
Kara Jackson, I think she's really going places. And that album, which, can I say the song, the album title now? Because it's
Please,
so much fun.
Bob.
Why Does the Earth Give Us People to Love? ? It comes out April 14th, right?
Yes, April 14th.
So, Hazel, what you got?
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a song from the band Feeble Little Horse.
Well, that's good, too.
It's called Tin Man.
I love this band.
I was going to
so
say.
Excited.
Marissa and I ride really hard for this band. They're a four-piece band from Pittsburgh. I know that me and Marissa both fell in love with their 2021 debut album called Heyday. And this song, Tin Man, is the lead single from their new album that's coming out in June on Saddle Creek. The album is called Girl with Fish. great title.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Lead singer Lydia Slocum says it's a song about people who use sadness to control your actions because they know you will sympathize. Oftentimes, when these people are investigated, there really is not much inside them. They just use emotions to get what they want out of other people. Mm. I have my qualms with this sort of person. incredible band. They just make this really nice, fuzzed out, noisy rock that just like scratches all the right spots in my brain. So I really love this song, and I'm super excited for the rest of the album.
Okay, here comes Tin Man.
Pouting like a dog, side to side, watch me all day long. I gotta go cause you flash sadness. I found you are a silly thing. Taking a turn and I found a bad thing.
Heck yeah.
I got so lost in the fuzz that I sort of missed the words. Hazel, do you have a clue what this Tin Man song by Feeble Little Horses is all about?
I think with the Tin Man imagery, it's just this image of like trying to get close to someone who like is sort of hardened and rusted and you're trying to help them and like they don't give anything back to you. And yeah, I think the way Lydia sings these lyrics is really interesting. Like, there's such a deadpan, sort of detached weariness to the way that she sings that I really like. I love, I don't know, those lines like, I gotta go because you flash sadness. Just so casual, but like the way that Lydia sings them, it's just, I don't know, I really feel it.
Yeah, the band has such a good ear for melody, but at the same time, like, her delivery can sound so over it. I love the relationship between those two things in Feeble Little Horse's music.
Beautiful. And Girl with Fish is the album. Yeah. We're coming up with good album titles today. I think we should, next show, only pick albums with great titles and songs. Although, honestly, the truth is album covers for me and album titles and song titles are often the thing that draw me into listening when there's stacks of stuff to hear. Mm-hmm. I go right for the interesting title or interesting artwork. So
what have you got for us, Bob?
So also from Chicago, as Kara Jackson was at the top, this is a band called Mirrors. But why would they spell mirrors the way you would think you'd spell mirrors? So there's two I's in mirrors, both together. And I think of it as maybe that means, like when I wrote it out in all uppercase, it's like the two I's are each mirrors looking at each other. But that's just my little brain.
Whoa.
I went deep, folks. This is their debut album. And when they, I want to tell you this quick story that I just remember reading about the two of the members getting together. They were both sitting on a plane. They didn't know each other. One of them was listening and kind of was feeling kind of high listening to Sigur Rós, and he decided to tap the person next to him on their shoulder and said, "Do you like Sigur Rós?" And anyway, they became friends.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's like a movie moment.
Totally.
Yeah.
And anyway, so one of the first things they tackled is this song by Jeff Buckley, the late, great Jeff Buckley, who there was a posthumous album that came out of his, and on a version that I think is only available like in either England or Japan, I can't remember. And anyway, it was a song called Gunshot Glitter. The song Gunshot Glitter is a song that they first tackled, and there is a version of that on this album. But I'm going to play a song, another one, because I wanted to play an original of theirs. It's got a lot of Radiohead vibes. The album's called Motion and Picture, and the song I'm going to play is called Sinistry. I feel better.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you said Radiohead vibes, but listening to that, I also feel like I heard a little like Joy Division. Like there's such a tightness to that song. Like the drumming and the guitar, it just feels very wound up in a way that reminds me of sort of those 80s post-punk groups and sound that sort of came through for me.
And the very simple bass line drive and the whole thing down the road. So the Mirrors debut album is called Motion and Picture. I played the song Sinistry, and that album comes out next week, March 24th. How about if we take a quick break? I don't know if the second half of the show is quite as full of loud guitars, but maybe we'll find... Oh, well, yeah, actually, there is some.
We'll find out.
I think I know one, I know for sure. So I'm with Hazel Sills and Marissa LaRusso. I'm Bob Boylan. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Carvana, on a mission to make car buying more convenient and affordable than ever before. In minutes, you can browse thousands of options under $20,000. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today to get started.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you. The day's top headlines, local stories from your community, your next podcast binge listen. You can have it all in one place, your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with Hazel Sills and Marissa LaRusso. And I wanted to pick another one, back-to-back, sort of. I want to start off with new music by an artist who I thought I didn't know, Savannah Connolly. But Marissa, you reminded me of something.
Yes. Okay. So I personally have been excited about Savannah Connolly for a minute because all the way back in 2018, which is like a whole lifetime ago, as part of the Tiny Desk contest, we did a bunch of events all across the country. It was like a conversation about recording. There was a conversation about music supervision, that kind of stuff. And for one of them, the idea was to talk to a producer and then like an artist who they were working with together to kind of hear about like that relationship. And Savannah was the featured artist. She was really early in her career. I didn't know her music super well before that event, but I just remember hearing her talk that night, and I think she played music too, and just she had so much presence and like thoughtfulness and charm, and it was so clear even then that like, you know, she's a Nashville artist. We were doing this event in Nashville, but she really didn't want her sound to be like hemmed in by the kind of preconceptions of what you think a Nashville artist should sound like, and I was just so impressed, and I was like, okay, this is someone to keep an eye on. And it's been so fun to watch her career since that moment.
Well, the thing that you mentioned, which is that she's a Nashville artist, but doesn't really have what you think of, you know, all the Nashville tropes maybe in her music. In fact, I want to play something from her debut album, but she's actually made two other albums, but she made them with a record label that really wanted her to have some of those Nashville tropes. She couldn't do that, didn't do that. Those records were never released. So this record, which has another great album title, Playing the Part of You Is Me, is the album. And I want to play a song called More Than Fine from Savannah Connolly.
Story in my head of where you came. so much more than fine.
Savannah Connolly, I like that a lot.
Me too.
So good.
She's got an album called Playing the Part of You Is Me. And that song was called More Than Fine. I was thinking a lot about Discovery, and also I'm getting text messages from friends at South by Southwest, and I really miss it. And for my own personal reasons, I didn't feel yet safe to get into that pit of germs that South By could be. But I do, in fact, miss it a lot. And one thing I realized was this past week, as I'm getting text messages, hey, you in South By, kind of text messages from friends, was that 15 years ago, Stephen Thompson and I walked into a bar. And
I know where this is going.
And I always refer to it as a crusty nickel, or the rusty nickel, but I think it's a thirsty nickel. It's a bar on 6th Street. And if anybody's been to South, have you both been to South by Southwest?
No, Hazel and I were just talking about it.
I've never been.
Neither of us have ever been.
All right. We are going to make a date to do this next year.
Okay.
It's total insanity, okay, but absolute fun. And in fact, today's St. Patrick's Day that we're recording this show, and it ups the ante, and it always falls during South by. So anyway, so we walk into this bar, and we go to see Laura Gibson, who is this awesome artist we love with just a very special but quiet voice. And because South by Southwest, anything is a music venue. In this case, it was a bar, and a whole bunch of people. It was March Madness with basketball season, and everybody was screaming at the TV and watching the basketball game, and poor Laura's up there singing. We couldn't hear her. She walks off stage, and we just said, Laura, we honestly could barely hear you. And Stephen Thompson says to Laura Gibson, you ought to just come play a private concert for us in our office.
Oh, and what an idea.
And that was it. Two and a half weeks later, she's on tour with the Decemberists, drives through town and comes into NPR with her guitar. I sit her at my desk. We set up a microphone and I think two cameras. And it became the very first Tiny Desk concert 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I think about that a bunch and how, like, if there weren't jerks in a bar, we wouldn't have Tiny Desk concerts.
If March Madness hadn't been happening, exactly, Tiny Desk wouldn't exist.
Right. There might have been one particular hoop shot that happened that people went crazy over. If that didn't happen, it might not be a Tiny Desk concert. Anyway, wow. I like thinking about life like that.
Congratulations on 15 years, Bob. It's really amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a thrill. It's a total thrill. Hazel, you have a pick coming for us.
So I have a song from the artist Sofia Cortesis. She's incredible. She's an artist originally from Peru, but she's based in Berlin. And she makes the most, like, beautiful, bright electronic music. And the song that I have for you is called Madres. It's her latest single. And it's dedicated, she says, to mothers of all kinds. She says, this song is about my mother, her mother, my sisters who are mothers, my brothers who are mothers, and all the LGBTQIA+ members who are mothers to their communities. Madres has no gender. Madres loves to protect the ones you love. And yeah, it's just an incredible song. It builds in a really beautiful way. And yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
You know, to be honest, the very first time I heard that song, I was focused on the floor kind of dancey beat thing, and I'm not particularly always captivated by that. But listening to the many, many layers of sound that are in that song absolutely blew me away this time. So thank you.
Something that's really interesting about Sofia Cortez's music is it's so airy and light. Like, there are all of these layers, but it just feels like I'm sort of watching, like, a flower open its petals in slow motion. But I've seen her live, and the music really comes alive and turns into something super danceable when she performs songs like this live. And so, yeah, she's a really incredible performer. There's lots and lots of layers and nuances to the way she makes music.
So this is just a single. One would speculate there's probably some record coming soon, but I will personally look out for it because I was lost in a world there for the past almost four minutes. So thank you for that, Hazel.
Yeah.
We haven't had a guitar in almost the whole song.
don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
And I have a new song from the band Rat Boys. I love this band. They have a bunch of great records. I feel like they have just really dialed in this sound that is very particular but very inviting. It's like kind of sweetly sad, very introspective, a little folksy, a little alt rock. And I just love the singer Julia Steiner's voice so much. So anyway, Rat Boys put out a really wonderful record in 2020 called Printer's Devil, and then they put out a collection of like re-recorded older songs in 2021. So this is their first new song in a couple years. It is a long, very beautiful song called Black Earth, Wisconsin, and there is a great big guitar solo in the middle of this track that really just makes me like wish it was fully spring so I could drive around wistfully with my windows rolled down, you know, just like blaring this song.
Wow. Well, you know, this show airs the very first full day of spring. And if we're lucky, you can roll your windows down.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Hoping, praying.
Awesome. So we'll play Rat Boys in a sec. But Marissa, you do this thing, this newslettery thing?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you so much, Bob. I write the NPR Music newsletter. It goes out every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is filled with the tiny desks that we published during the week and great features and reviews and interviews that we've published. It's a great way to catch up on all the wonderful stuff that we're publishing every single week. We, you know, here at NPR Music, we make a lot of great stuff, and the NPR Music newsletter is a great way to make sure you don't miss it. So you can subscribe if you go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. Hazel and Bob, I am sure you are already subscribers
and you
open it every single week and click on every single link. But yeah, I have a lot of fun writing it. So thank you, Bob, for reminding me to shout it out.
Sure. And I know, Hazel, I actually saw your name pop up on the NPR site today doing some writing for Now Playing. And I think a lot of people still don't know enough about the Now Playing blog we have.
Yeah, we have an incredible blog called Now Playing where writers for NPR Music, freelancers will write about new songs that they love. And you should definitely check it out. And you'll discover tons of new music and tons of great music. And yeah, I highly recommend it.
Here come the Rat Boys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. We'll be right back.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
What does it sound like to record an album inside a jail? On the documentary podcast, Track Change, you'll hear four men make music inside Richmond City Jail and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Listen to Track Change from Narratively and VPM, part of the NPR network.
For the seventh year on the Code Switch podcast, conversations about race and identity go way beyond the day's headlines. Because we know what's part of every person is part of every story. We're bringing that perspective with new episodes every week. Listen on the Code Switch podcast from NPR.